The bill says the state of emergency can be declared after a tornado, flood, fire, storm, or hostile action like an act of terrorism. State lawmakers and Governor Doyle are pointing to alleged gouging in gas prices after Hurricane Katrina affected Gulf Coast refineries. But the provision to investigate and fine people for gouging applies to all other goods and services, too. State Senator Neil Kedzie authored the bill.
Gasoline is the hot topic here and now, but at some other point in time, why come back and reinvent the wheel? Let's get the job done all at once. That's why I got involved in this.
Kedzie is a Republican from Elkhorn. He says the law will not give sole power to any one person.
This does have the Department of Trade and Consumer Protection promulgate rules. They work with the Justice Department, so it doesn't give the power all to one individual, be it the governor, be it the attorney general. Also, the legislature is involved in this process where they can extend the length of time in a continuation if they see fit.
The state agencies will write rules to define price gouging. Governor Doyle says other states with similar laws typically begin a gouging investigation if there's a certain increase over an average 30-day price. If during the state of emergency it's determined that price gouging occurred, the state could issue a warning to comply with the law or seek an injunction and or a fine of up to $10,000. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.